T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Wednesday, so we have Dan Orlovsky from ESPN on the Harbor One Hotline, brought to us by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. Dan, thanks for joining us. So it feels like 100 years ago at this point, but what did you make of the little outburst that we saw from Mac Jones on the sideline and his very specific analysis of throwing deep versus the quick game that they had been going to against the Bills?
Yeah, unsurprising. I mean, do you love when your quarterback does that? No, because the vice versa always is, you know, as a quarterback, like, hey, yell at me as much as you want in public, but in private, don't belittle or undercut me or undermine me in public. And you could probably make the same case for that as well with Mac in that moment of like, hey, one, you never want to do that because it looks bad on your coaches. Two, you're still a relatively young player and you probably haven't earned that clout yet to be able to go do that. It's a fine line because you love the leadership mindset. You love the competitive mindset. You love the, this isn't working, we got to fix this mindset. So you love that, the belief and the confidence. But do I wish that he had kind of gone about it a different way? Surely. But that's also really easy for me and a lot of people to say when we're not in the moment. We're not the person kind of getting embarrassed and playing like trash. So I understand completely where he's coming from.
So do you have an example of something like that happened in your career?
Oh.
you've got at least one, right? You've lost your mind at least once, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I remember one time in Detroit, we were playing against the Saints. This is in 2008. We're playing against the Saints, and our play caller had so. Two things. One, going into the game, the week lead up, the guy who was my quarterback coach, I was sitting next to in the game install for that week and opened up he's sitting next to me in the middle of his binder. He's got the Detroit Lion binder on the exterior. On the interior, he's got a Eastern Michigan like booklet, and he's preparing for the head coaching interview for Eastern Michigan while I'm a young player trying to get prepared for the game in install. And then the game happens. We go up 7-0. We end up losing like 49-7, getting absolutely shellacked. In that game, the offensive coordinator, the guy who's calling plays into my helmet, fell asleep during the game.
Come on.
Yep. Oh, 100%. Swear on everything. Fell asleep during the game.
Wow.
Then someone in the booth wakes him up and he says he calls a play that we don't even have in our playbook. Like, yeah.
How old was this gentleman?
That guy, he was probably 70 at that
point.
I'm just trying to give full
context. We're getting drummed in the game, and I'm a young player on the sideline, and the general manager or the team president walked by me and, like, gave me, like, the don't worry, we'll get it turned around, and I lost it.
So it happens to everybody.
Yeah. I've never heard a coach falling asleep like that before.
Never.
Some might wonder if the Patriots offensive coach has been falling asleep, because another week goes by. We have another 0-for in the red zone, 3 of 12 on third down. Mac Jones was frustrated, obviously. You've been defending him, Dan. At some point, like, what can you do here? I mean, they had a week where things seemed to be clicking. They had a week where the offense was functional and actually looked like a real NFL offense. It seems like it all got undone here.
Well, the caliber of defense probably matters a little bit in comparison to Minnesota and Buffalo. I don't think you can do much. You know, I heard Coach Belichick say this week, like, he's not considering giving the play calling to someone else. I think the two things I would say about the situation right now is, oddly, they're still into the playoff conversation, but it's not going to matter. You know, like, even if they somehow find a way to squeak in, they're not a threat. The two things I would say is this. They are so reliant on average players to be elite at execution. Like, when coaches say we just got to do it better, like, I find that, and I've said this, I find that, like, to do it better is really challenging when the other guy is more talented or better coached.
Do you include Mac in that list? Do you include Mac in the list of mediocre player?
No, I think Mac's a good player. Okay. I've said this. I think Mac is everything you want in the quarterback spot right now. Outside of, like, elite playmaking, I think he's got everything you want. And I tweeted this out last week. Like, if honestly, get through the next month and see what happens. If I'm Mac Jones and/or my reps, and they don't come out and make a move at that role, the offensive coordinator role, to someone who's got a track record, then I would ask to be traded.
Okay, I saw this and I laughed, Dan. I laughed my ass off, actually, because this would not go well for him, his representatives, or anyone in his life. Like, I would like to think that you kind of would know that Bill would not have any of this, because guys have tried before and it never ends well.
Well, most recently with Nikhil
Harry.
What's
the alternative?
For him?
Grin
and Barrett. Like, honestly, Grin and Barrett. I don't think there is an alternative.
That's hard to sit there and say, Grin and Barrett, when it's your career. Like, when it's you're the quarterback, you're a young guy, there's already questions when you come into the league about your ability. That's why you went 15th. And then you have this rookie year, and then you're just supposed to sit there and say, well, you know, like, my play is just going to continue to be average to below average to pedestrian, and I just have to deal with it.
He is not accomplished enough. It sounds great in theory, Dan. I'll give you credit. It sounds great in theory. But I think Bill would laugh his ass off if Mac Jones came in there and said, it's me or them. And I think
here's the difference. And I get your point, but here's my difference on it, because I understand why people are like, get lost, Orlovsky. If this was he hired offensive coordinator that has history of being in that role, we're having a different conversation. But the person anointed with stewarding his career at the young part has no history of being in that role. Both people appointed into that. That is where I feel like this is a very isolated and individualized situation. Is it's not like they hired a Brian Schottenheimer, you know, who's been a coordinator in the NFL for a lot of different places or whatnot, and he's just unhappy with the offense or the scheme. He doesn't have – that's where I feel like this is different.
I will say this, and I don't mean to cut you off. I want to mega in here real quick. But
No.
You're on the right track. You just got the wrong person's office. It's not Bill's office. It's Kraft's office. That's the office that he goes into.
That's fair. And then if that's the case, and maybe it's not Mac, but maybe it's his people. Like, it's his reps sitting there going, guys, what are we doing here? This obviously – The numbers speak for themselves. The evidence is overwhelming. If you're not going to change this, don't do this to this young man, and or don't do this to the people that we represent.
And I think after all the Zappy stuff that we weathered and everything that happened earlier this season, all the writing that I've seen, everybody on TV, most of radio, it seems like is kind of in the same place where this is not primarily on Mac, what has happened with this offense. So if offensive play caller is the biggest decision to make and coordinator in this offseason, everybody around here is talking about Bill O'Brien like there's some kind of 90% chance that he comes back here. If it's not Bill O'Brien, who else do you see as somebody that would be good for Mac that could bring him back to, you know, the path that he was on starting with his rookie year?
Yeah, so I think Bill's a really good offensive mind. I don't think he handled a lot of the stuff in Houston ideally. Mainly the quarterback got hit a ton. there's so many names that are attached to the potential of that role. I'll throw out a name for a guy that I think really highly of. I think he's custom fit for the NFL world, especially where it's going. The offensive coordinator for Notre Dame, Tommy Rees, would be somebody that I'm very high on. I've called a couple of Notre Dame games. He completely understands the position. He understands how important everything is when it comes to offensive football, matchup-driven, personnel-driven, formation-driven, multiple tight end-driven. But there's a lot of names that are good NFL coaches or good NFL minds that at least could give you a chance next year offensively.
Any concern that he's, sorry, really quick, Christian, that he's only 30 years old?
I think you always get him a year early than a year late. And that's what the Rams did with Sean.
Dan, who's your MVP right now?
If I had to vote today, it would be Jalen Hurts. I think there's a group of four. I've said that. I think it's Tua, Patrick, Jalen, and Joe Burrow right now. Josh is right on the border of that. Micah Parsons is right on the border of that. But with what Jalen's done, the efficiency that he's done in that, the explosive plays that he's created, there's a reason why their offense is basically unstoppable right now unless they hurt themselves. So, but I think it's those four quarterbacks that are grouped in there.
So if an NFL team asked you to be a head to be their head coach, would you take it?
Would I take a head coaching job?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Would you take a college head coaching job?
Well, it depends on school.
How about a high
University
level,
of Colorado?
No. How about a high level offensive coordinator?
In the NFL, I think for the NFL it would be, I had this conversation again this past week with someone. It's like, who's the head coach? What's the organizational stability, and is there a quarterback?
Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and the New England Patriots. Like, what?
And your quarterback is Mac Jones.
What would be the first thing? Like, let's say that. Let's play make believe. Okay, let's step into imagination land. Like, let's just say you did get that job. Like, what would be the first thing that you would do if you're the offensive coordinator and Bill's the head coach? What would be the first order of business for Dan Orlovsky as the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots?
Yeah, push to get speed on the perimeter, but a speed that's not just straight line. I think the second thing would be to understand who's going to be there with the offensive line pieces, specifically at both tackle spots. I think I would want to get a more true wide tight end that is a little bit more blocking dependent than Hunter's been. I think it's really sitting down with Mac and figuring out the stuff that Mac liked from the Sarkisian tree, that he really excelled in the creation of space, putting formation into the boundary, pre-snap motion, under center play action pass. Does he let full field progression or leveled throws? I think Mac likes leveled throws. So a little bit personnel, a little bit schematic stuff.
Yeah, so I think the first thing you should do is walk into a room, make sure he's in the room alone, close the door and say, it's not your fault. Your fault.
Yeah.
And then he cries and you hug him. It's like a Goodwill Hunting scene, Dan.
It is the 25-year anniversary of that
movie.
Yeah,
there you go. I feel like that's the first thing he needs to hear is that it isn't his fault.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just imagine the type of player Mac would be in the offense that Miami runs.
Oh, geez. He'd have better numbers.
And that's what I would say, and I would want to see his reaction.
Ooh. All right. Well,
good stuff, Dan.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, joining us every Wednesday on the Harbor One Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.